Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. We continue our discussion of how they lit fires, which was a more efficient way of signaling when Rosh Chodesh was, and it was immediate, easier than the Shluchim going out. Until the Kutim were Mekalkel, they were able to do this. The first Kufa, the Bayesheni, when they were Yidden and Bavel, and they wanted to get word all the way to the other end. They were able to do it this way until the Kutim were Mekalkel. Ketzer Oyim Asim Asus, how did they make these fires, these signals? Mavin Kuntzoy Shaleres, seems like they took branches, long branches of an Erez tree, very long ones, that's where it was tall and it had visibility. The Konim, they took also Konim, the Atzeh Shemen. On the top of these branches, they soaked it with Atzeh Shemen, or they covered it with Atzeh Shemen. Atzeh Shemen is a type of wood that's flammable. They make from it Shemen Afar Samoim. Uno'iru Shal Pishton. No'iru Shal Pishton is like flaxen, like what they used to wrap a sregim with. It's also very flammable. It makes the fire burn with intensity. The Koyuchosim B'Meshicha, they would tie it with a rope to the top of the branch. V'Oilu Shahor Umatzis, they would go up the mountain. Umatzis, they would light Bohena Sa'ur, they would light a fire. Umoylech, Umevi, Umaylo, Umoy, they went in all directions. Mamish like Nanun with a lulav. Atshu Royas Chaveroi, Shu'oise came B'Roy Shahor Hasheni, they went in every direction till the next mountain, which was miles over, would be able to see the signal. V'chein B'Roy Shahor Hashlishi. And as they went, they went and they went and they went until they were able to go hundreds of miles almost instantaneously, and that would be a tremendously efficient way of showing. Until they started making fake fires, and that got in the way of their efficiency. Mishnah Dalet, Me'ayin Hoyim Asim Asus, where were the mountains that they did it from? Hara Mishcho L'Sartva, Hara Mishcho, the anointing mountain. Anointing is what? Is Shemen, Hara Zaysin. That's on the right outside Yerushalayim, right on the east side of Yerushalayim. Sartavo is the next mountain going in that direction. Sartavo the Grufino. Umi Grufino the Chavron. Umi Chavron the Beis Biltin. We don't know exactly where these places are. Umi Beis Biltin le Zozum Mishom. They would go back and forth. There was a very large amount of visibility from Beis Biltin. And that was really by the end of it. What's Kol HaGoylo? The Goylo that we're talking about is the area where Klal Yisrael settled when they were taken by Nebuchadnezzar. But even before the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdosh, they were taken, they were settled very densely in the Pumpedisi area. The two main areas in Bavel was Pumpediso and Suro. But Pumpediso was the area that was earlier settled. Pumpedisa Nardoi, Suro was where Rav built his yeshiva when he came B'Sof Yomov from Eretz Yisrael. That was more sparsely populated. But the real area that was B'nai Goylo was Pumpedisa. So in the times in the Mishnah, that's where the fires went to. What the Gemara speaks out, the Rav says, is that in Pumpedisa, once it was seen, everybody would go up to their roof and they would wave back and forth fires, and it would go all over Bavel. It would go all the way to Surah and beyond, and everybody would know. It was an assistant that worked very, very well until there was fake signaling, Ayidei the Kutim. Until then, nobody had the chutzpah to do it.